The Deciding Factor. Written this week by Glenn Day. Sooner or later, all men and women reach the most important crossroads of their lives. It is then that fate, at the final moment, provides the deciding factor.
Sam?
Who are you? What do you want? Why did you ring the bell?
It's me, Sam. Remember me?
Huh? Morning, Mom.
Today's the day, Sam.
What day?
Now, how could you forget? Today's the day we're going to see that nice Mr. Ben.
I'm not going. Good night. Stop ringing the bell. I'm not going. That's that. That's final. Finished. All I've got to say. No, 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 no!
Aren't you glad you changed your mind, Sam? It's a beautiful day.
I'm not glad I changed my mind. I didn't change my mind. And it's a terrible day.
It's springtime. You love it in the country. Bluebells on the hillside. Very healthy. You can get up nice and early in the morning. And don't forget to brush your teeth.
I'm not staying there.
You must just for a little while.
I don't like it there.
Yes, you do. You do like it, Sam. You've always liked it there.
I won't get out the car. I'm going to sit in the car until you take me home again. I'm not going to budge out of my seat. Wild horses won't move me from here. I'm not getting out, and there's nothing, nothing you can do about it.
Ah, there you are, Sam. So glad to see you again. Come inside, Mrs. Murphy. Sam, you just run along to your room. You know where it is.
Ah, nuts.
Hello. Inside.
Sit down, Mrs. Murphy. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you, Dr. Banks.
Comfortable? Good. Now, what is it this time? You just tell me what it's all about, and we'll do our best to help.
He's been acting very strangely lately. I mean, he hasn't done any of the usual things, like putting sea sand in the bathtub or locking his door and crying to be let out again. Nothing like that. Just that I hear him talking. And when I ask him to repeat himself, he stops altogether and doesn't say another word all day. At least not when I'm around.
I see, so he's taken to talking to himself, has he?
Oh, well, no, not to himself exactly. To Linda.
And who's Linda?
A girl he met once when he was on holiday.
He fell in love with her?
On the contrary, he didn't like her at all. She treated him like a baby.
No one else?
Treats him like a baby?
No, I mean, he talks to no one else.
Not that I know of.
He will. That's the next step. He'll talk to himself and answer himself. But don't you worry yourself. We'll look after him. In next to no time, he'll be right as rain again.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Banks.
A pleasure, I'm sure, Mrs. Murphy.
Oh, and one other thing. He's become very interested in escape stories. So he may try and escape again.
We'll keep an ear open at all time. You can be sure of that. Especially in the dead of night. That's what we're here for, Mrs. Murphy.
Thank you.
be light. And there was light. And with the light came, oh, shadows. And then the shadows moved. Interesting. Let there be more light. And there were no more matches. Oh, well. Now what? You think they'd provide electric light for guests?
Sam.
Sam. Who is it?
It's your lovey-dovey little angel, Pat.
Who's that?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Sam, it's me, Linda.
No, it's not. I can't hear anything. You're not there. You don't exist. I don't know anyone by the name of Linda. And what's more, I'm not listening to you.
Oh, but you are listening, Sam, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
There. You see? You heard me.
Go away!
All right, Sam. If that's what you want.
Oh, Linda.
Yes?
Have you got any matches?
No.
Typical. Darkness envelops me, stifles me. I get claustrophobic just thinking about it. You can't even give me a little match. Why not? Is it going to break you to part with one little match? Eh? Well, is it? Can't you answer me? Always the same. When you want them around, they're not there. When you don't want them, they're tugging at your sleeve, jabbering away, asking you questions, treating you like a baby.
You said she didn't exist.
What? Who are you?
I'm Sam.
So am I.
I know.
Well, stop interfering, Sam.
I'm not interfering, Sam.
Well, go away then.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm you.
What do you mean?
Well, I can only go away if you go away. Because we're one and the same.
Me? And I'm talking to myself?
Well, we could put it like that.
But that's ridiculous.
Not really. No. Lots of people talk to themselves. But they never admit it.
Well, you certainly sound like me.
Yes. Unfortunately, I can't change that.
But I'm not so cynical.
Aren't you? Inside? What about up here?
Up where?
Inside that head of yours, Sam.
Ours.
I beg your pardon?
If you're me and I'm you, this head of mine belongs to both of us.
Touché.
Pardon?
Forget it.
Talking to Sam.
Myself.
Interesting. Do you have interesting little chatties with yourself then, Sam?
Well, yes, it was quite interesting until you came along. Oh, Sam, I'd like you to meet Linda. Sam? Oh, she's gone. See what you've gone and done.
I did nothing. I came back because I felt sorry for you. I brought you a box of matches. Get out. Clumsy
nothing. How can I see in the pitch blackness? Where did you throw them?
Next to your left foot. Goodbye, Sam. No. I'll come back when you're in a better mood.
Linda, wait. Linda. Hello?
Hello, Sam.
Oh, you're back.
Yes.
Well,
what?
Well, why did you disappear when Linda arrived?
My dear Sam, you can't possibly concentrate on talking to yourself when you're talking to someone else.
Oh, look, you can help me get out of here, can't you?
Ah, at last.
At last what?
At last, you're thinking along the right lines. A positive thought wave. Well done.
Well, can you?
Huh? Can I what?
Can you help me?
Yes. Yes, of course. Pick up the matches and let's go.
Okay. Left foot, she said. Which is my left foot, Sam?
The one on your left.
I know, but it's difficult to find.
Why?
Well, it's dark. Ah, found it. But I can't see you.
Of course not.
Why not?
You haven't got a mirror.
Ah, right. Now, which way?
Down the corridor and turn to the left at the little brass statue.
Okay. How much further?
Nearly there. There's the statue. Now left. Huh? At the end of the corridor, there's a little door.
It's probably locked like all the others. Oh.
There it is. Home. Huh? Well, go on. Try it.
Here goes. What I am about to receive. What do you know? It's open.
Well done, Sam.
Well done, Sam. It's not very wide. Do you think I'll get through it?
It's wide enough. Go on.
What's on the other side?
How should I know? Get on with it.
I'm not too sure about this.
Nothing ventured. Nothing gained.
I suppose you're right. Oh, well. Here goes.
What the... Who's there? Who's there? Hands up where I fire. I'm going to count three. If you don't come out with your hands in your head and your eyes closed, I'll let you have it. One. Two. Oh, good gracious. A cry for help. Have no fear. Be brave. I will save you from the savages tearing at your throat. I will scatter the wild beasts who have trapped you in their lair. Yes, I, Matthew P. Smith, the hero of Hartley House, will run through fire, batter down the oaken doors, swim the seven seas, and bring you safely back into the flock. I will... Yes. Oh, well, I'm coming. So you're tripping me up, are you? Take that on your wooden face. And that. Now, where was I?
Help!
Yes, a voice in the wilderness crying for help. Charge! Open fire, lads! Show no mercy! Oh, hello. Someone has been at the laundry chute.
Help!
Hello? Anybody home?
Yes, me.
Who's me?
Me, Sam.
Me, Smith. What happened?
I fell down. Can you get me out?
Oh, save your breath, boy. Save the oxygen down there. Only 2 hours will be left to know. But don't panic. I'm coming down. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
What are you doing down here?
Playing darts.
Really?
No, of course not. I ran out of matches.
Go on.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, then what?
Well, then I came here.
Well, are there matches here?
No.
Oh.
How do we get out?
Oh, I'm the faintest. Do you want to get out?
Of course I do. Don't you?
Oh, never give up. Never give in. There must be a way. Meanwhile,
Don't show the enemy that you're afraid. Stick close to me, lad. We'll bluff our way out of this, eh? Courage, valor, fortitude. That's the way we run the war. Nothing is too dangerous. You know, we'll fool them with a song. Now, come along and sing with me, my boy. She's only a bird in a guilty cage.
Well, who is?
A beautiful sight. What?
She doesn't exist.
Doesn't she?
Do you hear her too?
Who?
Linda.
Linda. Linda? Oh, I remember a Linda. Yes, indeed I do. Summer of 1917. As we packed up our troubles in our old kit bags and tramped along the highway. Oh, yes. Pretty young thing she was. Military hospital. She treated my wound. Oh, jolly good job she made of it, too. Only a small scar left. Here, come here. Would you like to see it?
No, no thanks.
Well, I'd show you if only I could find a light switch. Light switch.
Well, there must be one.
Mr. Smith?
Yes?
Are you all right?
Yes. Oh, yes, never keep a good man down. Oh, a wall.
A switch. There you are, my boy. Now, come on, stand up.
Please, don't shoot.
What? Where is he? Where is he?
Who?
The enemy.
No. I'm talking about you, Mr. Smith.
Huh?
Will you please stop waving that pistol around in my direction?
Oh, scared you, did I? Oh, it's all right. It's only filled with water. Keep it for emergencies.
I thought it might be one of you two at it again. You read the wrong kind of escape stories, Sam. Come along now, both of you, back to bed.
We were looking for the door, Dr. Banks, and... Well, all the lights went out.
Really? Well, here is the door. Right here. Look, I'm holding it open. Can you see it? Yes? Good. Now, I want you to walk very carefully, not into the door, this big wooden structure, but through the space it has left behind. Got that? Good. Now, come along.
After you, Mr. Smith.
Oh, thank you, my boy. The age of chivalry has not passed. And I'll thank you, Dr. Banks, not to be facetious. We're not children enough. Whatever you may think, we're not mad either. Right? Ready, Sam?
Yes, Mr. Smith.
Fall in behind me. Quick march. Left, right.
To the sea, but they don't listen to me. Cuckoo. Sam.
Are you doing out there in the field, Sam? Talking to me today, Sam?
No, I'm not talking to you, and I'm not talking to myself. I shall throw a few remarks at the cuckoo. I'll woof a little at the spaniel and moo to a moody cow or two, but that's my lot.
Why?
Because I can see the cuckoo, stroke the dog, and milk the cow. But you,
You do not exist. You're just a stupid, whining, childish voice, and I don't believe in you at all, so there.
Oh, well, I can't help you, Sam. But I can help you.
How?
You're in trouble, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Last night, Sam. What happened last night?
Oh, I fell down the laundry chute.
And?
Well, and Mr. Smith woke up, made a lot of noise crashing into things and falling down the stairs, and, well, then he came hurtling down the chute to join me at the bottom. After that, Dr. Banks arrived, and we trotted off to bed. That's all.
Is it?
Yes, that's all.
Didn't Dr. Banks do anything?
Such as?
Such as punish you, Sam?
Punish me? Punish me? Are you out of your mind? For heaven's sake, Linda, I'm not a naughty little schoolboy.
Now, don't pout, Sam. Your face will stay like that.
Oh, shut up, will you?
I beg your pardon.
Morning, Dr. Banks. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, well then, may I ask who it was you were talking to?
To whom?
Pardon?
Granted.
Who were you talking to, Sam?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Well, nobody you'd know, Dr. Banks.
Oh. Do you often do that?
Do what?
Talk to people who aren't there.
I don't think I understand, Dr. Banks. Who isn't there?
I came out here to ask you to come back to the house with me. I thought maybe we could sit down quietly over a cup of coffee and talk things over.
Why can't we sit here on the grass and talk things over?
Well, it's a bit more comfortable in my office, and I thought...
So you can put that tape machine of yours on and play my answers back to someone else. And you can all laugh at me. Isn't that it, Dr. Banks? Well, I like it here, in the middle of the fields. I like the dogs and the cuckoos and the cows. And if it wasn't for that, I'd be even more happy. What made you build a 10-foot barbed wire fence all the way around, Dr. Banks? Huh? I don't know, but I get the impression that I'm a prisoner, don't you? Well, do you know something? You can lock me up. You can take away everything I own. You can take away my light and my darkness. You can punish me when I don't listen to you. But you can't take away this. And you can't take away this. Oh, no, Dr. Banks. My heart belongs to me. My emotions are all my own. And whatever is inside of my head is mine. Mine. Now, you can say what you like. You can do what you like. But I know where I am, what I am, and I can feel here inside all the things I'm supposed to feel. And do you know what I feel right now? I feel that you, Dr. Banks, are a charlatan, a fool, a crook, and a... Thank you for slapping my face. It's just what I needed.
Well, thanks, Jeanette. We're getting just a little carried away there now, weren't you? Sam?
Sam.
Sam?
Sam. Sam.
Yes, Sam. That's your name. Sam.
Hello, inside? Hello, inside? This is your captain. Come in, please.
What are you talking about, Sam?
It's not what I'm talking about that matters, Dr. Banks. It's who I'm talking to. Or rather, more correctly, to whom I am talking.
Well, then, to whom are you talking, Sam?
To myself.
Yourself?
Yes.
Do you often talk to yourself, Sam?
What is this, huh? Another of your interrogation sequences?
No, of course not, Sam. Of course not. Now, you just come along with me and we'll have a nice couple of...
No, 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 no! I am not that child! And will you please stop treating me like one?
Keep down, boys. When I give a single good box, please come back.
Why don't you interrogate him instead?
Oh, Smith? Oh, he's quite harmless.
Oh, and I'm not?
Now, now, now. I didn't say that, Sam.
And these men, now stay there while I discuss our next maneuver with the general here. Sergeant Smith. Reporting for duty, General Banks.
At ease, Sergeant.
Bad day for maneuvers, don't you think, sir? Much too sunny. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, no, don't get up.
I am up.
Well, don't bother then.
Did you sleep well, Smith?
Oh, like a baby. Well, I wish I were back in the army, and this field really was a battlefield.
It is a battlefield.
What? What? Where are they?
Inside.
Come along, Sam, my boy. Mr. Smith, coffee's waiting.
Come on, Sam. Don't look so depressed. Never wear a frown when a smile will do just as well. Or something. Pack up your troubles in your old tin bag and smile. Smile.
Hello? Hello, inside? Are you there?
Of course I'm here. Unfortunately, I have no choice.
Well?
Well, what?
What do we do now?
You're asking me.
Yes.
Last time I told you what to do, I led you to the door of the laundry chute. Are you sure you want me to advise you this time?
Well, it's more difficult this time. What do I say to him?
Well, that depends on his questions, surely.
Yes, but what if he asks me questions I can't answer?
Can't answer? Or won't answer?
Both.
How about playing it off the cuff? Don't give too much away and see what he does. If it turns nasty, you can always scream and yell until someone comes to your rescue. He can't really hurt you.
No, but he can keep me here forever and ever, amen.
Well, then, give him the answers he wants to hear. And then maybe he'll let you go forever and ever, amen.
Very funny. I don't think you're much help at all.
I've got a trick or two up my sleeve. I'm working on something very special at the moment. Can't tell you what it is just now, but I'll tell you all about it when I've perfected it.
Sounds very mysterious.
Oh, it is, it is.
But it doesn't help me much now.
Don't worry. It'll all come out in the wash. I'll be around. Bye for now. And good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Come in. Ah, come in, Sam, my boy. Close the door and lie down on the couch.
Yes, Dr. Banks.
Comfortable? Good. Now then, about these voices...
You've turned the machine on, haven't you?
When did you first start hearing them?
When I was a baby.
A baby?
Yes. My mother and father used to talk to me all the time. Things like gooey, gooey, kitschy coo.
And the voices, Sam?
I don't hear voices. I hear real people talking to me.
Who are these real people?
Linda and Sam.
Linda is real?
Yes. She's a nuisance. She treats me like a child.
And Sam? Is Sam real?
Of course I'm real.
The other Sam, Sam?
He's real. He's me. I'm him. He talks to me. Helps me. Can I have a cup of coffee and a chocolate biscuit?
May I?
Yes, of course you may, but can I?
Sam?
Yes?
I'm here to help you. Look upon me as a friend, your friendly doctor.
Oh, how do you do?
I'm going to get rid of Linda and Sam, Sam.
Does that mean I can go home again?
In a couple of days. Now, close your eyes. Hmm? Repeat after me. There is nobody called Linda.
But there is. I met her when we were on holiday in Brighton.
I'll rephrase that. There is no voice in my mind that sounds like Linda.
Isn't there? Oh, well then you're all right, aren't you?
Sam, repeat after me. I don't hear Linda's voice.
I don't hear Linda's voice.
I don't hear any voices.
I don't hear any voices.
I don't talk back to them.
Back to who?
God, again. I don't hear Linda's voice.
I don't hear Linda's voice. Hello inside. Hello inside. Sam?
Yes, Sam.
He knows.
I know he knows. You admitted it to him.
Well, if I didn't tell him, he would have questioned me all day and night until he got the truth out of me.
You're exaggerating, of course. But still, where are we now? He knows that you hear voices. One belongs to a girl named Linda, and one belongs to you, namely me. When you're talking to Linda, what happens?
What do you mean, what happens?
Well, talking to Linda can't be as bad as talking to me, surely. Because when you're talking to me, you're talking to yourself. And that's terrible.
Well, he didn't make any sort of discrimination between the two of you. He just made me keep repeating that I don't hear you anymore. I'm very grateful that he wants to get rid of Linda, but I don't really want to get rid of you.
Oh, I'm touched. I really am. Why?
Why what?
Why don't you want to get rid of me?
Well, I get lonely sometimes, and for all your cynicism, well, I do like you.
Careful.
Why must I be careful?
Egoism. Love of self. When's your next session?
Tomorrow.
I wouldn't worry too much. Play along with him, just like you did today, and see what happens. You'll be out of here in no time.
Oh, Sam. Sam.
Hello, Linda. I've got good news for you.
Good news, Sam?
Very good news, Linda.
Oh. Well, then, aren't you going to tell your lovey-dovey little angel pie?
Yes, of course. You, my lovey-dovey little angel pie. You are going to be a puffy pastry pancake as from tomorrow. And a big, bad wolf. He's going to gobble you up.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to get rid of you.
How?
I've called the exterminator in. Dr. Spiro Banks by name. And he's going to get rid of you forever. So goodbye, Linda. It's been terrible knowing you.
Ah, Sam, my boy, come on in. Close the door behind you.
What's happened to Mr. Smith? I haven't seen him today.
I sent him home, Sam. His family came to collect him this morning.
Why?
He's cured, that's why. And when we've cured you, Sam, you can return home, too.
Well, then, can I go home now, today?
What about those voices, Sam?
You switched that machine on again, haven't you, Dr. Banks?
Those voices, Sam.
What voices?
Ah, good, good. And how's Linda?
Linda? Who's Linda?
Good, good. You don't know anyone called Linda, do you, Sam?
No.
She doesn't exist, does she, Sam?
No.
She's not even a voice?
No.
Good, good. How's Sam?
Oh, I'm fine.
Not you, Sam. The other Sam.
What other Sam?
Good, good. There is no other Sam, is there, Sam?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Good. Now, Sam, I want you to concentrate very hard. If, now I'm only saying if, mind, if you were to hear a voice similar to your own, what would you think?
Well, I'd think it was a tape recording.
You wouldn't think it could be, perhaps, that you were talking. Silly idea, but I must say it. You wouldn't believe that you were actually talking to yourself. Now, would you?
What a silly idea, Dr. Banks. Of course not. That's quite impossible. And you know it.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Yes, all right. We've agreed on that. Now, I think you're just about ready to go home now, Sam.
Can I go today?
Well, we'll see what can be arranged. Now, very slowly, I want you to get up from the couch, walk out of the door, and go to your room.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
Oh, and Sam.
Sir?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
A pleasure, I'm sure.
Hello, inside. Hello, inside.
Masterly piece of work, Sam. I couldn't have done better myself.
Careful.
What do you mean?
Self-praise is no recommendation.
I was praising you, Sam.
Well, now what?
Now I put my little plan into operation.
What do I do?
Oh, nothing. You've done your work today. Oh, by the way, what are you doing about Linda?
She's gone. I don't know what he did, but he worked wonders as far as Linda was concerned.
I'm glad to hear it. Right. I am now ready. I'll be with you later.
Good luck.
Thank you, Sam.
Mrs. Murphy? Dr. Cyril Banks here. You can come and collect him anytime you like. No more voices. Oh, a pleasure, I'm sure. Goodbye.
Well done, Dr. Banks.
Who's that?
Don't you know?
Your voice sounds familiar, but where are you?
Inside.
What? Who are you?
I'm Dr. Cyril Banks.
So am I.
I know.
That was Hello, Inside, starring Frederick Abramson as Sam. Joey Wishnia was Dr. Banks. Karen Short, Linda. Bill McNaught, Colonel Smith. And Velda Adams, Mrs. Murphy. Techno Audiophonics by Alan Raby. Sound effects by Eckhard Barr. Hello Inside was written by Glenn Day. Join us next Sunday night, same time, when you can again listen to The Deciding Factor, a production by Andre Botner.